We are going to continue in the Sefer Torah Dvara. We are now going to go to the Midah of so we did Yichbosh Avonoseinu last time, that he covers over our Averus, and therefore that's how we're supposed to treat other people. Just like he covers over our Averus, other people, we should look at other people the same way. We should look at other people's good deeds much more strongly than we look at their bad deeds. You know, and that should be the way we look at it. The next midah is v'tashlich b'mitzulot yam kol chatoisam. You should throw their sins b'mitzulot yam away, throw it away into the ocean. Now, this particular midah is where the Ramak in the Sefer here is going to access the deeper worlds of the Kabbalah. He's going to get very Kabbalistic here, into deep stuff. So today we're just going to introduce it, and maybe tomorrow we'll get into it a little deeper. Okay, it's like this: Zu mida tova la kadosh baruch hu. This is one of the midos of Hashem. Shari Yisrael chatu. When the Jewish people sinned, masram biyad paro v'shavu b'tshuva. The function of Paro was to get the Jewish people to do tshuva. That's why Paro, you know, played it very hard on the Jews. He got them to do tshuva. So the question he has here is, V'lama yanish Paro. So why is Paro punished for this? Why is Paro punished if he actually helped the Jewish people do tshuva?
You won't make so much.
Okay, let's see. V'chein Sancheiriv, v'chein Haman. Even Haman, right? The tshuva. So why is he being punished? So he says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnachem bilvad lomar shuvu b'tshuva, imkein lo yeh lehem od ra, imkein yistalik Haman me'alem ha'paros al cheiriv zeh lo yaspik, el yashuv amal Haman al rosho. Haman does get punished for what he did. Now, he doesn't really explain 100% what he means here. But even though, the point is, you know, a lot of people ask this question, and the bottom line is, HaTzadik, the bottom line, what he's going to say over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain midah that there's a kochos of ra, there's powers of evil in the world that a person has the ability to transfer the koch of ra from himself to another place. So that's the midah of a tashlich b'mitzulot yam, is that Hashem sometimes allows us to replace the evil, to move it over. Say, no, don't do it here. Don't put the evil on me, put it there. Put the bad over there, not on me. You're allowed to put something else in your place. Now, he gives a mashal for this. Again, this is a very deep concept, very hard to understand, really. But he says like this, V'atam l'anhagazuhu besod. This is the deepest sod of the concept of the Sa'ir HaMishtalech La'Azazel. Right? What happens in the Azazel? We have a sheep, we have a goat, and the goat carries all of the Averus of Klal Yisrael into the Azazel, into the, you know, what? The cliff, yeah. So how does that happen? Because there's a goat walking into the Azazel, I get kapara? What's going on? How does that work? Doesn't make sense. So he says, Pirusho, Shasair no seava not mamash. No, the Sayer has the ability to carry the sins. V'zeh kasha ma'od, v'chi Yisrael chatu. If the Jewish people sinned, v'hasair no se, and the Sayer is allowed to carry the sins? How's that fair? How does that work? Ela hamida hukach. This is the mida. Ha'adam misvade. When a person does vidui, now this is very fundamental for Yom Kippur and for the vidui that we do. What is vidui? What are you doing? You know, okay, so besides, you know, you got good exercise. You know, what are you doing? So he says, kavanato likabel alav tahara. you're trying to purify yourself. You're saying, I did all these things. I don't want them anymore. I don't want this anymore. I did this. I admitted. I did bad. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to have anything to do with this anymore. So the vidui is the declaration that I did this. I don't want to do it anymore. Kinyan Sha'amar David, Herev Kabseini Me'avoni. You should launder my heart from the averos. V'chein, mirok berachamecha rabim. When we say you should clean off our prayers, einu mitpalel ella sheyu yisurim kalim shelo yem betel Torah. And if you have to give me some level of punishment, it should be very kal. It shouldn't be something that will distract me from my ultimate pursuit of connection to Hashem. I want to be in my pursuit of my connection to Hashem. And whatever punishment you give me shouldn't be a yisurim that takes me further away from Hashem. V'zeh sho'imrim, avalo al yidei yisurim ra'im. We say it in the vidui. We say you could give but don't do it through yisurim. Hashem, if you have to do something, do it, but don't give us difficult challenges. Don't make it hard for us. And what do you mean? Look, Hashem, whatever you give me, I'll accept. Whatever you give me, I'll accept. But I ask, please don't make it difficult for me. I'm willing to move forward. Sometimes you need yisurim, but I'm asking for light yisurim. So what happens? So what happens is that, now again, he brings down a piece of the Zohar over here, and it's complicated. But basically, at the time of the vidui, what's happening is the person is saying, I'm done with this Avera, and I want to pay my debt. I want to pay my debt. So at the time that you come to pay your debt, Hashem has to give Yisurim. Hashem says, you have to pay up. You have to pay up. Something happened. You have to get the Yisurim. You have to get paid for the Avera that happened. So how do you get paid? With Yisurim. But what happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer alav Yisurim, umiyad mizdamen sham Samael, ve'olech ve'gove choyvoi, ve'arei noisei asori ha'avoyne, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisei nershus, ligvois choyvoi, ve'yisoo mistarim, So maybe we'll get it a little bit more clear tomorrow. But basically what happens is that as the person's doing the vidui, he's admitting and he's saying, you know what? I take full responsibility. I take the achrayut. I want to get myself out of this. Whatever I did, I did. I'll pay. But I want to move forward. I just had such an incident like this. There's two people fighting about in business. Right? And one of them comes forward and says, it's my fault, I did something wrong. Right? I did something wrong, I'll pay. I just don't want to go to court. I don't want to fight this. I don't want to have any, right? So, it's my fault and I'll pay. So that's what we're saying with the vidui. It's my fault. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm stopping. I'm done. And I have to pay. So at the time that he comes to pay, so who comes down to give the yisurim? The Sitra Achra, the Samael, the Satan. He comes to give the Yisurim. At that time, Hashem flips it around and says, oh, you want to come give us the Yisurim? You get the Yisurim. And he puts the Yisurim on the Satan. Because since the person admitted his Chet, so now that he admitted the Chet, that brought Yisurim to the world. But if he has a place to put the Yisurim, he could put it back to Samael. That's the Midah that Hashem created in the world.
What's the name of that Midah again?
One second. So he says, "V'atam shaKadosh Baruch Hu gazar olamo shekol mi sheyaseken yitbatel." Why? Because anybody that comes to punish another Jew, he gets punished. Just like it says that if a knife was used by the Beit Din to kill someone who deserved to get killed, you have to bury the knife. Wow. What did the knife do wrong? The knife did the din. No, no. But since this knife was being used to punish a yid, even though he deserved it, but now the punishment goes back to the knife. So he's saying, the Satan comes to give the Yisurim. Oh, one second, but you're coming to give Yisurim to a Jew. You deserve the Yisurim back. Just like Paro, you did something bad to the Jews. Even if they deserved it, you get punished for it. So the Satan, you're coming to give the Yisurim to the Jew. No, you get punished for it. So the person, as long as he's Makabel the Vidui, so now he doesn't, now Hashem says, so you have to get Yisurim for the Vidui. Oh, but you get Yisurim, you can give it back to the Satan. And that's the idea of the Sarya La Azazel. That the Sarya La Azazel, he takes the Yisurim, he put it right back to the Sayer. And that represents the Satan, and it goes out to the Azazel. So this is, in short, the Midah called, we have to do this again tomorrow, because this is very, you know, deep. But this is called the Midah of Tashlich Bimtsulot Yam Kol Chatoisam. You take the Averes and you throw it away, very far away. And then they don't get punished for it. Because the Aver was thrown to a faraway land, faraway place. Okay? So, you know, we have to understand a little bit, like, what's the significance of that and how does it work? And it's complicated. This is like one of those midas that he really connect. Remember, the Ramak is one of the greatest Mekubalim that existed. He was one of the main Talmidim of the Arizal. And almost all of the Arizal's writings is from him. So we're learning Tomer Dvorah on a very basic level. We're like touching on the Musar part. But there's a lot of Kabbalah in here. So this is one of those places. So he says, so what does this have to do with us? So how do we imitate Hashem in this character, in this Midah? How do we imitate Hashem in this Midah? So he says that when someone deserves to get punished, something bad is happening to someone. You don't say, well, he deserves it. He deserves it. Why should I help him? Like someone's gonna get punished. I don't know. Something's happening to him. Right? Someone's going through a hard time. So you say, well, if he's going through a hard time, he obviously deserves it. Why should I help him? So, you know, so you don't say that. When something is happening, you have to say, no, even though he deserves it, doesn't matter. I'm gonna try to save him from these terms. The same way that Hashem says, I don't care that he deserves it, quote unquote. I'm gonna do my best. I have a midah that's designed to save the person from the yisurim that they deserve anyway. So a person will say, no, even though he deserves it, I don't care, I'm gonna try to protect him as much as possible. That's the midah of Yichboish Avonis, of Tashlich Bimtsulot Yam Kol Chatoisam, according to Ramak. So this is, I think, one of the deeper ones, the more Kabbalistic ones that we've touched on. We'll try to, you know, touch on it and get a little more clarity tomorrow, Imitz Hashem. And I guess we'll continue. All right, so thank you. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all tomorrow. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, okay.
Shkoyach, how are you?
Hashem. Very good.
Thank you for having me.